Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I bid you a warm welcome to the Live Forward podcast. I'm your host, Esther Tigoiwa. Today, we're going to be talking about entry points. But before we talk about entry points, as is common practice for us to share a word of prayer before we start. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, O God, I pray, O God, that as I'm about to speak to your children, O God, about entry points, Lord, O God, I ask, O God, that you shall speak through me. Lord, O God, I ask, O God, that you shall touch my lips of clay and speak through me. And help me, O God, to say all the things that you've asked me to say. Lord, O God, I pray, O God, that may I decrease and may you increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So our anchor scripture is going to be on 1 Peter 5, 8 to 10. And it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you suffered a little while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Satan is going to do everything in his power to destroy our effectiveness as Christians. Haven't you seen that when the devil tries to get people in the mind and is unable to, he tries to attack other entry points? Today, through the help of the Holy Spirit, we're going to be looking at a few entry points that the enemy, the devil, tries to gain entrance into one's life. Remember, the Bible says that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but God has come so that we may have life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. There are three major ways that the devil likes to gain entry into our lives. Actually, there are three major ways we're going to look at today. There are many more, but there are just three major ways we're going to look at. The first one is through emotions, feelings, and desires. It's the easiest form of entry for the devil. God designed our emotions to be a gauge and not to guide us. Our emotions are supposed to be subject to us. Let's look at Romans 6, verse 12. It says, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires." You know, Romans 6:12 calls us not to obey our evil desires. It means that even as Christians, we're going to have evil desires, but we're not supposed to succumb to them. So as we have evil desires such as lust, envy, hatred, greed, fear, they will always spring up in our life, but we do not have to obey them. Rather, we're supposed to take these thoughts captive. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, it says, We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. As this verse above says, we ought to realize that this war is not a war against the flesh. It's a spiritual warfare. And as to do this, we need to recite this verse of scripture as it would help us take these thoughts captive. The second entry point is through old habits or lifestyles. We see this in Ephesians 2, 1 to 3, and it says, "For you were dead in transgression and sin, in which you used to live. You followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The Spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived amongst them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath." Ephesians 2, 1 to 3. As believers, we need to realize that we need to not succumb to the temptation to slip back into our old habits. And we must be challenged to cut out and deny the devil access into our life through our old habits by not turning back into our old habits. I'll give an example. So before I started taking my faith seriously, I used to tell a lot of lies. Now, as a Christian, there's still that urge to tell a lie, but I need to realize that anytime I tell a lie, I'm giving the devil access into my life. And as a Christian, I ought not to do so. So that sort of helps me not to succumb to the temptation to tell lies. The third and final one is entry point through the mind. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. With this entry point, we must be willing to allow God refine our values and ideologies so that our mannerism and the way we think on life would be replaced with our old nature, but rather by the Holy Spirit helping us and renewing our minds. If we have a mind that is not renewed by God, the devil can get into our mind through thoughts, through depressive thoughts, through anxious thoughts. The Bible says we should not be anxious for anything, but through prayer and supplication, we should make our requests known. So these are the three key points, or three key ways that the enemy can try and gain entrance into our life. Now, to sum this up, we're aware of these three entry points that the enemy loves to gain entrance into our lives. Let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, O God, we ask, O God, that you shall be able to help us. As we've talked about these three ways of entry, emotions, feelings, and desires, through old habits, and through our mind. Lord, O God, we ask, O God, that now that we are aware of these three entry points, help us, O God, not to succumb to the temptation to allow the enemy entrance into our life. But Lord, help us, O God, to guard our mind, to guard our soul. And Lord, help us, O God, that when every evil thought comes into mind, help us, O God, to do what your word says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, I'm your host, Esther Tigwewa. Thank you, and God bless.